This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Time to do a little Tulane Thursday. Happy to welcome in the head coach of the Green Wave, John Sumrall, to the radio huddle. John, how's it been going, coach, at the preseason camp? Know you're anxious in just 9 more days to kick off the season.
It's been awesome. I appreciate you guys having me on. Training camp was great. We officially broke really on Sunday from training camp. School started Monday for our guys, and now we're into the normal 20-hour in-season schedule for them, but it's been good. A lot of new faces, a lot of new names. Like the athleticism and length of the team, we got to make sure, you know, we understand how to play complementary football and play as one. But like what we got, excited about kicking it off. Got a really good opening game against Northwestern. Fired up about getting ready to play, man.
Coach, this isn't a Tulane question, but I'm gonna throw it to you right off the bat. Okay. First of all, Coach Pete Jenkins wanted me to tell you hello. I talked to him this morning, and he was like, man, I was working with the Kentucky defense a few years back, and John was on the staff, and he said, I worked at Tulane when Coach CJ was there, and he was there too. So he wanted me to tell you hello. But on that Kentucky team, Landon Young was on that team. They played offensive tackle there. He was one of the top guys in the country that Kentucky was able to land. You were on that staff. And then the Saints over the weekend traded for Luke Fortner. He was also another Kentucky guy. So maybe tell us, because you had to go up against them guys in practice, a little bit about, you know, Fortner and also having to go up against Landon, who, man, I think he was the first number one rated recruit in the state of Kentucky to actually commit to play Kentucky football.
Yeah, well, two things there. Number one, man, you're in good company with Pete Jenkins, man. That'd get you better than him. You know, it was an honor to get to know him initially when I came here to Tulane over a decade ago. And really, my background had been more linebacker play, and I was coaching the D-line, and I had the privilege of getting around him to learn. And then when I moved to coaching linebackers here, we still kept bringing him in. And then for the time I was at Kentucky, he'd always come visit and love spending time with him. Talked to him, oh gosh, probably a couple of weeks ago. Jeff Curtis was in my office, and Jeff and I were sitting there, and he's like, hey, I got to call Pete Jenkins back. And I said, call him right now. I want to talk to him. And so talked to Coach Jenkins a few weeks ago. Man, he's a rock star. Yeah, man. Landon Young, Luke Fortner. Luke Fortner was in our building today. So he, you know, my offensive line coach here, he was on our staff at Kentucky as the assistant offensive line coach. John Schlarmer was the O-line coach. But when I got here a year ago, it was so cool to see Landon. I went to the Saints-Falcons game with my son right after taking the job at Tulane when Jameis went and quarterback sneaked it when nobody thought that was coming, and got to see Landon then. And Landon was a very, very talented high school prospect, as you said. It really has been just a consistent, steady player as, you know, as he's worked his way from college to the NFL. And then, you know, Luke's a great story. Luke moved to center, played his – Luke's got an engineering degree. Luke, brilliant guy, like really, really smart, and really was probably getting ready to go on and, like, move on with his life, right, and, like, just do a career in engineering. Well – just got the COVID year, so played a sixth season, and in that sixth season moves to center, and the rest is history. The guys, you know, probably thought he was getting ready to be done playing football and go be an engineer, and now he's an NFL center. And so he was in our building today for a little while. I was getting a quick workout in, and my O-line coach walks in, and there's Luke walking in, and so good to see him today and reconnect. I think the Saints got a great one in him, and he's such a mature, consistent player, and a really, really, really smart guy as a center, which is so vital at that position to be able to understand how you're setting protections and things.
Coach, I know we talked about this the last time, but you know, when you lose Mekhi Hughes, who was such a big part of your offense, and you know, it's going to certainly be running back by committee, but I think all coaches would like one guy to step up and be that guy. Now, you can do situational play and give him a rest now and then. Has there been that one guy emerge as your number one back?
Yeah, I'd say if I had to name one guy right now, I'd say Maurice Turner. You know, Maurice transferred here from Louisville. A year ago right now, Maurice was the starting running back in Louisville. He in game two there, had a high ankle sprain and got shut down for several weeks and used last year as a redshirt year. Maurice has really shown the ability to kind of be probably the lead one. The other guys in the room I like, I mean, Arnold Barnes provides some great things he does. Zuberry Mobley, who we brought in from FAU, who ran for 400 yards last year down there, does some really good things. Jamari McClure and Javon Gordon, both good young players, do great things in their own right. But I would say that Maurice is really – he's shown the ability to not just be good in the run game with the ball in his hands, but good in the pass game, good in protection. But really, man, he has got the ability to create what I would say is like a 3-yard run into a 30-yard run. I mean, we might have him bottled up, we think, defensively, and next thing you know – he makes a guy miss, and he's out the gate. And he's got really good top-end speed, short area quickness to go with it. He's powerful. He's tough. He's smart. He's driven. He's very mature. So I'd say Maurice has kind of stepped up to be the main guy. I think if you said who's going to get the most work, I'd probably say it's going to be him. But I do like the depth of the room, and we're going to need, I think, all guys to different times to be prepared to have a bigger role in the game plan depending on the week.
Coach, I think everybody loves a feel-good story, and especially about somebody local, and I think you got that with Garrett Memahat. You know, I saw him at Brother Martin. Man, he was a hell of a quarterback there. In fact, I actually talked to a couple of colleges about bringing him in, giving him a scholarship, and, you know, well, we kind of got that all sold up. And so I know his dad real well, Kevin, was in the business world today, but he was an outstanding pitcher at Tulane and also got to pitch in the majors. So he got some genetics there. And then he moves to wide receiver, and he's really been making some plays for you in practice.
Yeah, Garrett's a phenomenal kid, and what a great story. Like you said, a feel-good story. You know, walked on at Tulane, came in as a quarterback, like you said, from Brother Martin. Move really right before I got here to receiver, kind of just because they were like, all right, this guy's a good athlete. He's down the line, maybe at quarterback right now. Where can he maybe add value to our football team? And so, you know, he moved to receiver. Last year, he was primarily a special teamer and played high-level special teams and was a backup depth receiver. And then he's been, he's such a hardworking blue collar guy. And, you know, it's funny, like his dad, you mentioned Kevin. Man, Kevin's a great guy. Kevin's so proud of him. Kevin was a great baseball player in his own right. And Garrett has gone his own path and gone down the football road. And man, the guy is, you know, I say this all the time in our meetings with our team, better people usually become better players. Like if you're a good person, usually you make yourself into a better player. And that's the embodiment of Garrett, really. Like he's just a guy that works really, really hard, does everything the right way. A guy you love coaching. You know, as a coach, you're not supposed to have favorites, but it's really hard to say Garrett Mamat's not one of those guys that I just love watching him practice, and I love watching him prepare, and I love watching him compete. And I think his role is going to grow. Obviously, we were able to award him with a scholarship. When I called Kevin to tell him back in, I guess it was May, that we were going to put him on scholarship, or maybe June, Kevin said, "Coach, thanks for giving him the scholarship." I said, "Kevin, I didn't give him anything. He earned it. Like, Garrett's earned this. He's earned every opportunity to come his way at Tulane. And, man, so cool to see a local guy stay home and do really good things here."
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Coach, is there a guy or two you saw in the spring, but he has really stepped up his play during the fall drills? Because I think there's always that individual. For whatever reason, the light maybe clicks on, and you look at him now a little bit differently than maybe you looked at him in the spring.
Yeah, without question, the first guy that comes to my mind is Darion Reed on our offensive line. You know, Darion, a year ago, the conversation was probably like, does he belong at Tulane? And now he's going to be potentially our starting right tackle. You know, Reese Baker may start there or at right guard, but Darion has really elevated his play. He's got great size and length. He's a 6'7" guy with good length. Ben's pretty good for that height. And has really grown. What's been neat is he's grown as a football player, but simultaneously I've seen the guy grow as a person. Like, he's becoming a man. And in our program, I define a man as somebody that's accountable for their own actions. And man, this guy has become a really grown man, and could not be more proud of what he's done. And then I would say Zuberi Mobley at running back is elevated. Like, I think Maurice, we already kind of knew Zuberi stepped up. In the secondary, I think you'd look at maybe Jaheim Johnson, who's from Hammond, goes nicknamed Joker, but he's really stepped up. The D-line is ridiculously deep. We're going to, in game one, knock on wood, our plan to play in the game one is to play 10 D-linemen. And so that's for, you know, we're a 3-4 team, so that's three deep plus one. And so a lot of guys on the D-line are stepping up and competing, but if I had to earmark one, man, it would be Darion Reed for sure.
Coach, as opening week is a little bit more than a week away, kind of take everybody through the process of getting that game plan ready, and how long out are you kind of situationally getting your players' game plan ready for game one? I mean, you're not doing this back in June. You might have other people kind of setting things up for it and being able to get ready. But when do you really implement that game plan? This is what we plan to do against Northwestern.
Yeah, so, you know, coaches, we go look at all of our opponents, and in particular, really, the first four and the teams that have the best returning rosters back in conference. And so we spend some time late spring, early summer looking at a lot of that. And then, you know, through training camp, we may present some elements of things that we may see from opponents that we don't see from our own offense or our own defense schematically. And so there might be some things that we throw at our guys via a scout team look or whatever that they just don't see every day in practice that we're going to have to be prepared to face, whether it be an option element or something that's different or unique. And then this week, what we're in right now, I call this mock game week. So we take a week and we do our normal battle rhythm of a game week this week, a week ahead of the game. So Monday this week looked a lot like Monday will next week, and Tuesday a lot like next Tuesday will look like, and Wednesday, and today's Thursday. So it was walkthrough day for us. And so we really kind of emulate that, like, we got a game on Saturday, and tomorrow we'll do our Friday run through. And then Saturday we go play a mock game, and really it's a lot of situational things, substitution things. It's not really a full speed scrimmage. Those, we're already really done with those the last 2 weeks. This one's like scenarios that may come up once every 3 or 4 years in a game you coach in and or play in. And so, you know, how to take a safety on the punt team, or, you know, you kick it off after a penalty from the 20 or from the 50. So we get a personal foul or they got a personal foul. And so all those scenarios that you got to hit to make sure you've practiced them, we'll do Saturday. We've thrown a few Northwestern things at them this week, but we've also thrown a few things that we may see from other teams this week sprinkled in as well. And then really, you know, we turn our full and undivided attention to only the Northwestern game after that mock game Saturday. I'd be lying to say we haven't done a few things to be prepared for that game. But I really think there's something about the preparation of a game week and the rhythm of, hey, Monday's a base down install, Tuesday's a base down install, Wednesday's third down red zone. And so we'll kind of re-hit all those processes next week and really focus in, if that makes sense.
Coach, definitely appreciate the time. Always thanks so much for you. And looking forward to kicking off next week. Roll wave, man.
Appreciate y'all. Roll wave.
Thank you, Coach.
Tulane head coach John Sumrall joining us there, and he'll be joining every Tuesday. Tulane Tuesdays at 4:30.
Yeah, that was sort of the run with it. Coach Fritz always liked to do it later. You know, Coach Sumrall, man, I'll do it earlier. I'll do it in the 4 o'clock hour. That works for me.
Exactly.
That works for me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.